Hi, I'm Alan Nelson. What parent doesn't want to develop their child's leadership ability? We're going to tell you how to do it at home. Believe it or not, you can actually do it. There are four main principles you need to apply for every leadership training project. Leave anyone out and they won't be nearly as effective. We're going to explain that in this edition of Kid Lead. Welcome. The title of this edition is called Homegrown or Homegrown. It's a play on words because sometimes when it comes to raising leaders, we just groan. It's like, oh, they're always kind of in my face. They're strong-willed. They want to take over. Those are actually great indicators of leadership potential. So what we want to do is help you grow, G-R-O-W, your young leaders. If you look at this picture of our back patio wall, this is what it looked like 4.5 years ago as we moved in. But now in this picture, you'll see 4.5 years later, it's robust, it's green, there are palm trees, there are vines, all because we did the simple thing. We planted, we fertilized, we watered, we trimmed, we nurtured. We want you to nurture your children. Here are some special things you need to know about leaders specifically. First of all, realize that every child is unique. You want to focus on their strengths. That's what positive psychology teaches us, is that we're more apt to succeed in the area of our strengths, not trying to fortify our weaknesses. Another thing to remember is that leader kids challenge status quo. That's why sometimes we groan as parents, because it seems like they're always wanting to be in charge. And sometimes we're putting out fires among siblings or friends, because they naturally like to lead, but they kind of don't know how. That's why it's our job. And the third thing is, we want you to start now to endow leader type kids. What that means is you don't have to wait to college. You don't have to wait for high school. You don't have to wait till they're employed. You can actually begin now in your home and with your family to develop those gifts. So these are the three things we want you to understand about leaders. And now we're going to talk about leadership projects. Now, this is a four-letter acrostic that spells the word GROW. The G stands for goal. You want to establish the end objective. What is it you want the young leader to do? When the children are younger, you'll have to establish these yourselves. As they get older, then they can come to you, or they can come up with their own objectives. So an objective could be something as simple as reorganizing a room, or cleaning the garage, or overseeing a meal, or planning a day off. But you want to establish a goal, because this will allow the leader to know what they need to do to reach it and how to strategize it. The R of GROW stands for responsibility. You want to establish realistic risk. The point of risk is that if you're truly responsible, if you're in charge, then there's going to be some risk, a risk of failure. Maybe there's a budget, a risk of losing money, a risk of losing time, a risk of working with others, but you need to truly empower them. You need to let them make decisions. Now, obviously, you want to scale this. The younger the child, the less experience a child has, then you want to mitigate or lessen the risk. But then let them grow. Let them take some risks in terms of making decisions that you may not agree with, or maybe spending some money that you think is going to be a waste. Because some of the greatest lessons in life and of leadership are found in failure. So you don't want to waste those, but you don't want to be overly controlling. That's what leadership is all about. It's being put in charge. So you want to empower them so they can learn to lead. Give them responsibility. The O of GROW stands for others. Others. That's what leadership is. It's a social art. So it can't be just the child doing their own leadership project. It has to include at least two others. So put at least three on a team. That means it could be the leader and two siblings, or two parents, or two other people who the leader can actually lead, because that includes things like differences of opinion, handling conflict, any number of issues. As they get older and as their leadership confidence grows, then you can add more people. But you can't really just lead yourself, because that's really another word for self-discipline. If you ask them to do a chore like clean up the room by themselves, that's just self-discipline. That's a chore. We want to teach them leadership, so it always has to involve a team of at least three total, the leader and two others. And the W of GROW stands for weigh. We want to weigh results. We want to provide input and feed forward. In other words, if you do the leadership task and your child completes the project and it's over, that's kind of like just filling a screen on your computer full of words without pushing enter, without saving it. So we want to make sure after every leadership project, there's a little bit of weighing the results. You want to offer some input and some feed forward. So let's talk about how to do that effectively. All right, so let's talk about weighing results. There are two ways of doing this, and we want you to use both, but each one is a bit separate and a bit different. So we're going to explain them. The first is where you basically ask the leader to reflect on how things went, and you're going to ask them questions. So it's creating self-awareness. The second part is where you're going to give your input, your opinions, how you observe things went, and that'll be in the context of what we call feed forward. So let's talk about the first one. The first one was what we affectionately refer to as 3P debrief. The 3P debrief involves three P's. It's productivity, it's plan, and it's people. So this is similar in organizational life when we do a postmortem or a debrief, or in the military they call it a hot wash, or they call it an after action report, an AAR. But we basically want to teach the idea of learning from each situation so that we can grow and get better in the future. The first P is productivity. A simple question could be, how do you think things went? Talk to me about how you perceive things went. Again, it's not giving them answers, it's asking them questions. Did you achieve the goal? Did things go as well as you planned or not? That leads us to the second P, which is plan. You can simply say, what part of this plan do you think went well, and what do you think you would change next time? So what would you keep if you did it in the future? And if you did it in the future, what would you change? What would you do differently? The third thing is people. How did things go in your people skills? What did you learn about people? So they may talk about any number of things. Maybe there was some conflict, or maybe someone didn't show up, or they showed up late, or they left early, or they didn't do their job. But those, again, are reflections that you're going to ask the leader to think about and to give their input on. The second part of weighing the results has to do with you giving some input. We call it good, better, best. And it's about feed forward. We've all heard of feedback. That's when you look back and say, hey, let me give you some input of what you did well and what you didn't do well. But that's kind of frustrating because none of us can undo the past. You want to create hope. Hope is the opportunity of getting better in the future. So here's what good, better, best sounds like. You share, first of all, one, two, three, maybe multiple things that were good. Maybe it was the planning, maybe it was the supervision. It doesn't matter what it is, but think in terms of at least one, hopefully multiple things that were good about their leading. Second, better. We want to put in the future context. If you were to do this again, what would make it even better? Let me give you an idea of how it would be better if you did this, right? So you're talking about the future, but it's next time it would be even better if you did this, and then be very specific. Finally, you want to end with the best. You know what? What I loved the most about what you did in this project, and then you leave it with something positive. So you begin with positive, you put something in the context of the future that could make it even better, and then you leave with something positive. You want to reaffirm that. So that's what we call weighing results, helping them think about what they did and then giving them some input that's usable and workable. All right, let's put this into an example, okay? Let's say you have a 12-year-old named Kelsey, and you go to Kelsey and you say, hey, next Thursday night, Dad and I want you to be in charge of dinner. She says, oh no, you know how I hate cooking. And you say, no, wait a second. I didn't say you had to cook. I said you need to be in charge. So you basically explain what a leadership project is. And you give her a budget of $30 to $40 for a family of four. And you say you can spend up to that, but anything else needs to already be in the refrigerator, the cupboards. So she comes up with a plan. And she says, Dad, I need you to pick up some lasagna from our favorite restaurant. Mom, you need to set the table, please, and then help me in the kitchen because I'll work on some salad that we have in the fridge and some bread. And then, brother, you're in charge of cleaning up. That doesn't mean you have to do it yourself, but you need to be in charge and make sure everything gets done, and we'll help you according to your leadership. She's learning to delegate. Now, the dinner happens. Afterwards, you do a debrief and you talk about some of the things that went well and then maybe some things that would be different next time, like there was some miscommunication or people's schedules were in conflict, someone showed up late, all the things that happen in normal leadership scenarios, so that next time it can be even more effective. You see, literally every week there are dozens of opportunities for us to take everyday scenarios and turn them into leadership projects with a little bit of ingenuity and a little bit of preparation. I hope you've enjoyed this edition. Please refer to some of the resources available in the description section below. Feel free to like us, to subscribe. My name is Alan Nelson. And until we meet again, remember, if you want to change the world, focus on leaders. But if you want to change leaders, focus on them when they're young.